Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, you guys. Hey, this is Marcia, Dr. Cappuccino, and we're coming to you this morning from the Global Vision for Living Today. You know, many of you can't wait until Saturday to hear what's going on and to really get some understanding, because everyone wants to know whether God is interested in me, in them, in the world, in everybody. Because, of course, if God isn't interested in us, then what would be our purpose in even living? But then if he is, how would we know? So we're going to be talking about that today. And, you know, we come with everything we have to make sure what we say is biblical. And, of course, it's common sense. We're not giving any pie in the sky, any, you know, well, after I die, you're going to get this and so forth and so on. You know, that doesn't make sense. And there's some cults out there saying that. Go on and die, and then you're going to go into some form of glory, and you're going to have everything you ever wanted in heaven that you didn't have on earth. I mean, so much is going on. But right now, you have tuned in because you want to know if God is interested in you as a person, not your grandma, but you. Not your next-door neighbor. You want to know if God is interested in you. And today, as usual, I see we have Colonel Dr. William Harrison, who has just tuned in. Hi, Colonel Harrison. I call him that. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Cappuccino, listening audience. I'm fine. Doing great. Thank you so much. Good to be on the Global Radio Show this morning, and pray all is well for you and the listening audience.
Thank you, and that sure is true. We're not just talking for Americans. We're talking for everyone in the universe, seen and unseen. Thank you again for tuning in to be with us. Well, hey, let's get it on. Is God interested in you? Well, how would you know? Has he told you? Has he whispered something in your ear? Has he sent you a sack of money miraculously? Has the doctor told you you're going to live to be 200? I mean, oh, God, what would the markers be? Is God interested in you? How would you know? Colonel Harrison, why don't you start off? How would a person know that God is interested in them? Not grandma, not that shiny new car they got, not those new clothes, but how would a person know that the supreme God of the universe, who calls his own self Jehovah, Jehovah, that people may know that I am the Most High God of the universe. And he gives that name, the name Jehovah. Break it down in syllables and see what that name actually means. But how would a person know? Give us a couple of ways, Colonel Harrison, that a person would know that God is interested in them.
We know that God is interested in us individually, because God gives us life. God gives us a breath, which is life. So we know God is interested in us because of that. He gives us life, and he also gives us understanding. He gives us life, and he gives us understanding to learn
who
he is.
Okay, I got to jump in there for a moment. Okay, now there's some religions, some faiths that don't believe that life came from God. Some will say that life existence is the evolutionary process. You know, Charles Darwin and some of the other, what they call godfathers of molecularism, they said that, it started off as a little animal, then we took some seeds, and then we looked like an ape, and then the chimp, and then the chimp became an ape, and then that ape stood up on 2 feet with a lot of hair on him. Then he started walking. He had a big, unshapen head, looked like a gorilla, and then he became someone of a human existence. So when you say we know God is interested in us because he gave us life, some would differ from that. The Bible does say that God created heaven and earth, and he created man, but for the evolutionist and a lot of others that have turned away from Christianity, period, that don't believe that. Is there another way you can put that? as far as people knowing that God is interested in them as a person and as a human being. Is there any other way you can address that?
Yeah, the other way is for one to get to know who God is and read the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible. That book has endured the test of time, and one will find that the truths in the book of Genesis of the Bible coincides with Jehovah God, who is mentioned in Psalm 83:18.
Yes, very, very good. Yes, we could just, this is the Bible icon here. Anyone that jumps on the show, you know, before they get on the show, they can see some of the tags, and then they also see what category is this show. What am I going to be hearing if I tune into the Global Vision for Living today? Well, you're going to hear something from the Bible. And so we don't have like the International Version, King James, and all that. We don't have that underneath that category and the visibility tags here. But since we are biblical based as far as a process of a show, then that certainly is right. Anyone that wants to know whether or not God is interested in them, there's one way they can go to the book of Genesis and see that this God, this Spirit God, took his time to create the human pair. We all know Adam and Eve, he took his time to create them. So why would he do that if he wasn't interested in mankind? He didn't need man made out of flesh and blood. He did not need that. But the Bible does say he loves song, music, and he loves to be praised. Oh, my gosh, this God loves praise. So, of course, you know, as human creatures, are taught to praise him all throughout the Bible. That word praise is in there more than anything else. Praise, praise, praise him. So yes, Colonel Harrison, that exactly is one way that people can know that he's interested in them. Now, what if someone, and I see what's happening here on the desk, but what if someone says, well, okay, he was interested in me, he created me, but my life is just miserable. I don't see him trying to help me through life. You know, I feel bad, you know, when I get up in the morning and then nighttime, you know, I'm feeling bad then. And then throughout the day, I'm having trials, tribulation, and just, oh, my God, just a host of crazy things going on. Can I say that he's interested in me and I'm going through a living hell here on earth?
Yes, you can. In addition, you can search for him, seek him through prayer. Have your conversation, your talk with the true and living God.
Let me ask that again, Colonel Dr. William Harrison. If I'm going through hell on earth, I'm having all kind of problems on earth. Yes, I just learned, thank you guys, thank God, that he's interested in me because he created me. But I'm going through from the time of my birth until even now, I'm going through hell, mockery, misery. I can't seem to get what I need. Now, I'm coming from a practical standpoint because people want to hear something practical. They don't want to hear any pie in the sky. Well, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. And ain't nobody to show me nothing. I don't need, my dad said, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. So we don't want to take them too far out there in that left field. But if they are suffering in misery, some feel, you know, I'm hellbound, then how can I say that a God is really interested in me? If he's interested in me, oh, my God, take this misery away. Take the pain away. Doctor said, I got 2 days to live. Do something about that. So how can a person know that God is interested in them, and they got all these trials and tribulations? Talk to us about that.
If they have the trials and tribulation, obviously what they've been doing and how they've been living their life has not been for their betterment or to their benefit. So one has to get to know who God Jehovah is, who
how
can provide and give.
Okay. How would
prayer,
they do that? Now we're going, Now we're going off into a completely different area. He's got to get to know God. That's a difficult process. So I'm going to back this train up again. And then maybe, plus I'm not asking the right question, but let me back up again. Let's say, and I just heard what you said, let's say a person has stage 3 cancer. Can we say he got cancer because he wasn't living right, or he was doing some bad things, or is it genetic, or what? What if something like that has happened to a person? Can we tell him, oh, well, you got cancer, you got to get to know God? I think we need to clarify that on another show topic, but for right now, let's kind of stick to this because people are in trouble. And I'm not going to talk about, you know, what they don't have, but some people are living in hell on earth. They are homeless. They're hungry. They are sick. They don't have a roof over their head. They don't have the kind of food they want to eat to nourish their bodies. Their children are in trouble. I mean, all sorts of things. But then here we are, supposedly God's instruments to dispense his word and make sure that it's plain. My dad used to say, make it plain, make it plain. Don't go all around the bush on that. Just tell them he'd be sitting there in that chair. They'd be standing up there on the pulpit, and he would just say, no, back that up, back it up. So in other words, we're backing this up right now. So all the misery someone might be, you know, experiencing, and I think this is, for the sake of time, I think this is where we're going to be stuck. Everything is being thrown at a person except the kitchen sink. Can we truly say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to get up and go to hear God on Sunday. I'm going to get up and go over to wherever, Ebenezer, Mount Moriah, Mount Suhu, whatever. Can we honestly say that God is interested, and I'm going to answer it if we don't, I'm going to add an answer rather, if we can't get to it for the sake of time. How can we say God is interested in us and he's allowing us to go, I just gave a clue there, he's allowing us to go through a living hell on earth? That doesn't sound like any God or anybody that I would want to be interested in me. If he got me living like this, I can't get up, I can't sit down, I can't move around, I can't dance around, I can't do anything because I'm full of pain. How can I talk to anybody? The insane might go along with me. But how can I talk to the sane and tell them anything if they want to know if God really interested in them and they're in a living hell? What would be an answer to those people? I'm going to go after you because I think I kind of got a revelation here. But what can we tell these thousands that are listening right now on the air? They're burdened down. And we're saying, oh, yeah, God is interested in you, then the unfool will say, show me. I want to see that. How can I say he's interested in me and I'm in living hell? Give us a little bit on that, Colonel Dr. Harrison. Right on that topic.
They should cry out for help. Cry out for help. To God, Jehovah, God hears the cries. He sees the trials, the burdens, the tribulation, the hardship, the sickness. Cry out to God for help individually, and God will answer their cry. Cry out for help. We cry out other times when we're injured. We cry out something happens to us, an accident, whatever. Cry out to God, Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, God, that's in the Bible. For help.
That's very interesting. That's great. You know what? I think that's an answer that people can actually live with. Hey, you guys, I know you heard that. Okay, so now I'm sick, sad, sorry. Bishop Mims would add, broke, busted, and disgusted. All of that. So now I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to cry to God. That sure is right. The scripture says, bring your burden. Those sound like burdens to me, you know, those are sickness burden, a homeless burden, a hungry burden. bring, as Colonel Harrison said, bring your problems, bring your burdens, bring your sickness, bring all of that to God. And, of course, the God who is strong, who is real, is also a great deliverer. So I might want to add, well, how do I know God is really interested in me? Because he still have you in the land of the living. That's number one. And the counterpart of number one is, so that means he that God has something for you to do. Well, how am I going to know that? I only got one arm. I'm sick. I can't get out of bed. What can I do for God? This God, as we said earlier, is a God that loves praise, a God that loves obedience, a God that loves people to follow in the footsteps of his son. We'll get to that later. That's how you also know God is interested in you, because if you're alive, he has something for you to do, somewhere for you to go and proclaim his name, some people you can meet, that you can work with to proclaim. I mean, God will show you. Yes, God, he is interested in us as individuals because, number one, again, he has something for us to do. Number two, he expects us to cry out to him. Number three, he expects us, okay, I know you guys got your pen and paper. He expects us to look for him while he may be found, because in a minute, and I'm glad we segued into that, in a minute, people are going to be roaming to and fro looking for someone to even mention the name of Jehovah, and the scripture says that's not going to happen. While it is day, while it is still the acceptable period of time for mankind on earth, now is the time, and that time is really rapidly winding down. You know, the scriptures say that it's going to come a time when all the merchants and the ships are going to be just throwing things overseas. No more Christmas. And they were trying to say something about that now. Things are just rapidly coming to just really a closure for the epoch of humanity on earth. We've had our chance. We've had our time. We have marched through 6,000 plus years. Centuries, decades, and we've had the opportunity to seek out this God and search for him while he may be found. And so that period is slowly winding down. You hear every morning, every afternoon, and every night what is happening to people that are walking around proclaiming, because God says, you know, you're not going to keep making a fool out of me. If you ain't going to do what I tell you to do, get out of my face. I'm going to get you out of my face. I'm going to send that wrecking crew. And most of us know here on earth, some say the wrecking crew is China, Russia, and those are the foreign countries over there that do not play. Cut your head off, cut your hands off, and all of that. And I understand with a lot of people coming over across the water into America, as immigrants and some that, you know, run out of their own country, you got a lot of other people that are not coming here to conform to a God called Jehovah. They're just not going to do it. So I know many places of worship is really telling people that, but, you know, some, I don't want to hear that. It's too scary. Stay in the middle ground, and they're going to perish sitting right where they are. So Colonel Harrison, how can we avoid a situation like that? I know you always say get to know God, get to know God. You're not going to get to know God. What you're going to have to do is pray to know God. Pray. Faith is not the, what is it? It's not the possession of all people. So if I wake up off an alcohol binge, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to seek God. That's not the way that happens. I mean, the Philip, the charioteer, and the New Testament said, well, how can I know anything about God unless I am taught? So here we go with that now. We're segueing into people that need to know, want to know that God is interested in them. Colonel says, turn to God. Well, you know what? You can turn, but you're going to have to be taught. And the best way to do it is getting into the homes of people. And you know what? They are bringing that back. a lot of millennials now are going door to door. They're wearing black and some white shirts and all of that because they're saying that their grandpa didn't do the job. Grandma, they better start with grandma. And whoever didn't do the job, you know, they ran there, showboated, closed the doors, wait till the next week and, you know, talking. But how do you know what's going on in a person's home? And, you know, because they show up in certain places with one face, then they go home and wish they were dead. I mean, how do you deal with that? Suicides are up. How would you do that? How would you know anything about them, really, and God being interested in them if you get them where they're at? You know what? My hands is up for those people that actually do that. Now, Colonel Harrison, you're a minister. You're the pastor, minister, leader of Second Union Baptist Church there on the East Coast. How do you impart to people that might be sitting in your ministry and they're listening, but they are not really sure that God is caring anything about them? You know, they may come with the same problems, same this, same that, rah, rah, rah. What do you tell your parishioners so they can feel comfortable knowing God cares really about them?
I encourage them to attend a special session called Bible Study. Therein, I have time to teach them certain principles out of certain books of the Bible, which speaks to how they can get to know God, how they can search for God, how they can seek God, how they can pray for God to take care of their sickness, take care of their need, how they pray to God for salvation, because the special session called Bible Study provides time for the teachings of God's Word, and one can grow in knowledge and understanding of God's Word, apply it to their personal lives, and then they will live a better life because they will be living a life that is pleasing unto God, our Creator.
They'll be living, so, but they'd have to be taught that God is the Creator. You know, that'd be, I believe. Okay, I think that's a very good idea, but now across the nation, the American nation, reports said that enrollments in college are down, way down. Reports that university enrollments are down, way down. They even have commercials on TV with a young woman standing in a nursing scrub uniform. Oh, yeah, I don't think this is going to work for me. Then they got another clip. It's a black guy there saying, you know, I tried college, but, you know, it didn't work for me. Then they got another white person saying, so the mainstream media, whoever you want to call them, that's, you know, responsible for reporting news and what have you, they're showing that people are not engaging in those university studies 2 years, 4 years. I've even seen some things in 6 months you can become a veterinarian assistant and all of that. And so forth. So I'm even taking a course in funeral education. It's a $400. You pay $30 a month, and you can learn. It's a scrunching. You guys look it up. I got six people now that sent $20 down, and in 6 weeks, 6 months, you can be all this and that. So I'm going there because people are not interested in study. When you mention that word, it just conjures up, you know, time. I got to be sitting down. I got to have a pen and paper in my hand. You know, I may have to take an exam. A lot of people are shoving that to the side, so much so that a lot of these people, and I love the word study. You know, I personally do. I'm an academician. So I like it, but these the young people, they're not interested in that. You know, it isn't anything instantaneous, and you study for a year, and you still may not get a job. So people say, you know, I don't want to do that. If you mention study, oh, I ain't got time. It's too scary. I don't have anybody to sit next to me and help me study. I just said I got the funeral science something because, you know, I don't know, I've always wanted to work in those sciences and know more about it. Lived across the street from Los Angeles Mortuary. And there's another reason why I'm enrolled in that, but that's me here or there. Many are saying for their Wednesday night Bible class or Thursday night, whatever, they're saying conversations with God. Oh, wow. You know what? I think I'm going to tune in on that because if you tell me, okay, coming over here to Bible study, you know, I'm not going to come. because I've already studied. I already got my degree. God, I don't want to hear that. You know, study. Oh, my God. You know, it's a rigorous thing. But they are changing the name of study to conversations with God. You know, that sounds so intimate. It sounds like, oh, God might be present there. I don't want to hear anything from what somebody got to say. I'm educated. Why should I sit and listen to them? But if they tell me, come on, for a conversation with God. Now, a lot of people do not like Jehovah's Witnesses. Well, no, I won't say that. I got another call. They got over 100,000 in the last whatever. They're running out of the churches going there, but they don't say study. They call it, come on and hear and sit in on a conversation with God. That sounds, you know, a little bit warmer. It sounds like, you know, I don't have to, you know, say something. I may not know what to say, and I may not have an answer. And how do I know what he's saying makes sense? If it's true, whether he get his information. You know what? Everybody is left unscathed. That's the way it is. Conversations with God. Maybe if somebody feel God is there in the midst, God is there to listen. God is there to do great things. Then you know what? I'm not scared of that God. I might try to obey that God. I might go to feel his presence. Maybe his presence can cleanse me. But that is what is going on the West Coast, because, you know, it's just really, you know, bad here. You know, we got so much crazy stuff going on. And they're moving in some of the churches. Some have turned into restaurants here and wedding venues. And the Satanist is everyone that is struggling. The Satanist got, you can go down the street and see Church of Satan. And then down in the next block, you see holy, quite something, Church of God and all that. And so, oh, my God, how did that happen? We know how it happened. Somebody would sleep on the wheel. They figured they could just talk, and that's it. Well, they found out they're not going to have a place to even talk to them in a minute. So the conversation with God, this is what you get when you tune in here. I'm not saying Colonel Harrison and I are God's proteges or anything. All we're doing, because we've come down this road for many years, and I have to credit Colonel Harrison for bringing me back into a semblance of God, because I too had kind of strayed away, but in his presence, he was able to help me greatly, and I appreciate being here on the show. But now, you heard what Colonel Harrison has said. You have heard what I have said. So, yes, you ought to know that God is interested in you, and you ought to think in terms of having that conversation with God, but include someone else in your fold. No one's perfect. Don't think all answers are going to be the same, but part two of our topic, how would you know? You will know. Your behavior will change. You'll throw that dope away. You'll stop running around trying to be more than you are. You're nothing more than a child of God once you get to know him. You are not that. Oh, well, we are children of God. No, you're not. He says that they might know me, that they may know. You got to know something about God. I don't want to hear Colonel Harrison going here, oh, well, you know, I'm going to Sunday, so I'm over here. No, we're not interested in you coming for that reason. You're coming because his son said, you must get to know me. And a conversation with God never hurt anyone. You know what? I'm writing this down. Conversations with God. Yeah, please know that we have nothing to gain, nothing to lose. This is a complimentary resource show. We're not asking you for anything, but you always know. You can always send offerings or get the email address from your dashboard. You can send it and make sure that you include your name and a return phone number or your email address, and you will be answered. Is God interested in me? You found out. Yes, he is. Part two. You already found out how you would know. Part three next week. Is God interested in me? God bless you. We love you. Have a great weekend, and don't be at this weekend. God bless you. See you next week. Thank you again, Colonel Harrison.